Pope Benedict is the first in 600 years to step down as head of the Catholic Church. Historically, they serve until the time of their death, but Sister Angela Ann Zukowski with the Institute for Pastoral Initiatives at the University of Dayton says that while the resignation remains a shock to some, the idea of popes retiring has at least been a part of theological discussion for decades.
The Holy Fathers are living longer, and the world we live in is a little more complex in its constituency.
Sister Angela Ann believes the Catholic Church may look at leadership a little differently as they seek to elect the next pope, a change in perspective that stems from challenges both within the church and from outside the church.
Because of social media networking, because of all the digital technologies, we know and more immediately the world we are dealing with. So someone who is in leadership needs to have the kind of kaleidoscope view or perspective, a lens that can capture all the different dimensions of what's going on in the world and ask some prophetic questions of how is the church to respond in all of these situations today.
Sister Angela Ann Zukowski with the Institute for Pastoral Initiatives at the University of Dayton. She says Pope Benedict's resignation may not have a big impact for Catholics today, but what matters most is what vision of the world the church's next pope will have. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.